I'd like to share with you an incredible story told by Reb Shloime Tauber, the son of Reb Israel Tauber. Reb Israel, who lived the months in New York and passed away in 2019, was a renowned speaker and Maggid Shir who inspired thousands over the course of his lifetime through his shiurim and his writings. When he was younger, he was in the real estate business. He once purchased a three-story office building and he rented out all of the spaces. It provided him a steady income. One day, an Italian, a non-Jewish neighbor, approached him with an offer. He wanted to buy the building for a very high price, much higher than the market price. It was an opportunity for Reb Israel to make a huge profit. He was very excited. He hired a lawyer, and the deal was drawn up. Both parties signed the contract, and the closing was set for 3 months later. A few weeks before closing, disaster struck. One morning, Reb Israel received frantic phone calls from the tenants on the ground floor. There was 2 feet of water in the building. It wasn't just a leak. It was a full-blown flood. They called an engineer, and he discovered the problem. Beneath the building lay a natural spring that rises every few years, flooding the lower floor. It was a recurring issue. Now, Reb Israel faced a moral dilemma. Should he tell the buyer about the problem and risk losing the sale, or reducing the price and there would be virtually no profit, or remain silent, since the buyer would not find out until it was too late? He didn't go to a lawyer for advice. He went to a dayan. He asked the dayan, what is the halacha? Do I have to tell him? What is Ratzon Hashem? What does Hashem want me to do in this situation? The dayan listened carefully and he said, according to halacha, you must tell him. You are obligated to disclose the issue, even if it means losing the deal. Deceiving a non-Jew is also forbidden. Gezel Akam is Aser. So Reb Israel called his lawyer and he told him, call the buyer, I want to meet with him. They sat down in the lawyer's office. Reb Israel looked across the table and he said, we are Jews, and we must do what is right. I must tell you, there's a problem with the building. It flooded recently, and it's a recurring issue. If you wish, I'll return your deposit, and we can cancel the deal. However, if you still want to buy the building, that's your choice. The buyer went out of the room to consult with his lawyer. When he returned, his face was red. He looked mad. And he says, Mr. Tauber, I still want the building. You're not going to push me out of the deal. Reb Israel smiled and he said, I'm not pushing you out. It's your choice. I want the deal, the buyer said. Reb Israel had his lawyer draft a statement that he disclosed everything and the buyer consented to the deal. And they both signed it. A few weeks later, they closed on the building. A year later, Reb Israel's lawyer gets a call from the buyer. He wants to meet with Reb Israel. And Reb Israel was very apprehensive about this meeting. They set up the meeting, and the buyer arrives with his lawyer, and he sits down, and he says, Mr. Tauber, I owe you an apology, to you and to the Jewish people. When you told me about the flooding, I didn't believe you. I thought you were trying to deceive me into backing out because someone else offered you more money. But last week, tenants called me that the ground floor flooded again. And now I see you are completely honest. I cannot believe there are people in this world who are so truthful and so decent. Please forgive me for ever doubting your integrity. He then reached into his briefcase and he handed him an expensive bottle of wine. What a story. What a Kiddush Hashem, born for one man's courage to do the right thing. Reb Israel was following in the footsteps of our great patriarch, Avraham Avinu. When Hashem told Avraham, Lech Lecha Me'Arzecha, to leave everything familiar behind, it made no sense. Financially, socially, logically, it seemed completely unreasonable. But Avraham didn't ask, what's best for me? He asked, what does Hashem want from me? That was his entire life's mission, to live not by human calculation, but by Ratzon Hashem. Avraham faced 10 difficult nisyonos. Each one designed to challenge his emunah and his integrity. And in every test, whether it was leaving his homeland or risking his life in the furnace or the Akedah, he never asked, what will people think? He only asked, what is Hashem's will? Avraham Avinu taught the world that true success doesn't come from clever deals or human logic. It comes from doing the Ratzon Hashem. And when you do what's right, when you act according to halacha, you will never lose out. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.